Now, today, the deputy commander of American forces in Afghanistan will end his 2-year tour. Lieutenant General David Rodriguez has been responsible for day-to-day operations in the war in Afghanistan, also an architect of American strategy. NPR's Tom Bowman went on a battlefield tour with General Rodriguez.
Okay. I work in the ICW ward.
It was midday in the sweltering heat when General Rodriguez arrived at Camp Dwyer, a desert base in Helmand Province.
Where are you from?
I'm from El Paso, Texas.
He pinned medals on 2 Marines. At 6'5", he towered over everyone. Then he gave something of a pep talk to several dozen Marines assembled nearby under a camouflage canopy. It seemed that nearly every day a Marine was killed or wounded in Helmand Province, mostly by roadside bombs.
You have had some tough, tough losses, and there's been incredible sacrifice by some great Marines. You know, I know that's very, very tough for each and every one of you, but what we're doing is worth it, and what you have accomplished has made a huge difference here, and we're also thankful we got people like that who do what they do like you do every single day on behalf of something bigger than us.
Many people in the United States and in Congress are asking whether Afghanistan is too big, too many years, too many troops. Just a few days before I met with General Rodriguez, President Obama announced that 10,000 American troops would come home this year. Another 23,000 troops, said the president, will leave Afghanistan by September 2012. Rodriguez said progress has been made pushing back the Taliban in Helmand Province. Now the challenge, he said, is how to reduce U.S. forces.
But as we draw down, we have to make very good judgments about where to draw down and what to draw down to gain the same effects that we want and continue the momentum that has been built.
Judging from the reduction numbers, you're going to have to make some hard choices. You're going to say, we might not be able to go to this place.
Yes, that's right. We're trying to get 10 things done. Well, we probably will have to delay 9 and 10 or take more risk in there to see if we can still get it done.
Already, senior officers are talking about pulling back from some areas of Helmand Province, places where a number of Marines have died fighting Taliban forces or sweeping for roadside bombs. General Rodriguez said that one battalion, about 900 Marines, will be pulling out of Helmand Province in the fall. It won't be replaced. The general told the Marines at Camp Dwyer that with fewer American troops, they'll likely have to work harder. But the general doubts that the security gains made by the Marines will slip away as troops are pulled out.
No, I think if we make the right choices in the right places, we'll be all right. And then again, as more area improves and becomes stable, the success breeds upon the success, and then you start moving forward. That we can't estimate because, again, what you're trying to measure there is trust and confidence of people. But you can see it where we're at and where we have focused our efforts. It's made that difference. You know, we just have to keep moving that forward. And again, the Afghans have to continue to step up in some tough situations. They're going to have to take some risk as leaders.
The Afghans have to step up. You hear that a lot among American officials in Afghanistan. Rodriguez says he still believes the Afghan security forces will be able to take the lead from the Americans by the expected transfer date at the end of 2014. But the general says success goes beyond that.
It's not just troops. And increasingly, it's going to become more of the government than it is troops.
And officers like Rodriguez are finding they can help provide security, but they can only create the conditions for a better Afghan government. Tom Bowman, NPR News.